Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning, Brock Hunter.
Yeah, what's up?
Struggle bus this morning, man. I am not feeling it. For anyone listening, I know we're not usually that good. I'm not saying like, oh, it's usually a top-notch show. But this, if you're listening this morning, I apologize. This is just, I am muscling through today.
I'm not totally blaming it on us because all the prep services, they took Juneteenth off.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants here.
So what you're saying is if we don't have like actual stuff made for us, we can't do the show pretty much. I guess
exactly.
That's what it is.
It's like we're trying to play hockey without a stick, you know?
Not good.
Well, doesn't work.
The fact that I am hungover too, you know, I think it just that's not helping.
Why'd you drink so much yesterday? You knew you had to come into work.
I know. It was such a nice weekend, and you just didn't want it to end. And I figured if I just kept partying, the weekend would end.
Just because it was Father's Day doesn't mean you can get hammered.
I'm the daddy. Daddy gets to drink on Father's Day. Okay,
being an example.
Yeah, a poor example.
Not a dirtbag.
A poor example. It's not good. Not good. Teaching my daughter all the bad things, but
all right. What did you drink? That's another question.
It was a mixture. It was a mixture. I think I had some shots in there, some cold beers, a couple seltzers.
What'd you do?
I don't know. And just wrung out a bar mat, drank that. That was good. It was good.
Did you have a party? Were you at a party?
No, it was just me. Just me at my house.
Good
me
Lord, man.
Me at my house, just being a real piece of trash. Real piece of trash. It's all right. So we're just bear with us as we get through today. And maybe it'll be better tomorrow. Maybe.
It was a good weekend, though, man.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. It was nice. It was nice.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Right.
Not you, Brock.
You dirtbag. You dirtbag. I've been called daddy before. What? Anyway. We got to get to it. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. Pretty simple, folks. You got a bunch of junk cluttering up your garage or your basement. You need it stored. Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. Or if you're moving, trust the experts. And they got something for every budget, whether you want to do a little work or no work at all or whatever, man. Just hit them up, and they're going to get you taken care of. Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. They got you. Your dumb vocabulary for today.
So you didn't get one, is that what, that's what you're saying?
No, I'm looking at it. I mean, I got the sheet open at least, all right? What about, no, that one's dumb.
They're all dumb.
Pornucopia.
Pornucopia. You just have a massive porn collection? Is that what it
you
is?
You nailed it, buddy. It is a cornucopia of porn. Look at
problem.
All of this porn. I think there was one time, you know, like maybe in my 20s where I had too much porn. You know what I mean? You kind of, because you're out on your own, you got your own money, and you're like, oh, look, I can go get all this porn. And then you got a box. When you need a box, some container to hold the porn, you got a pornucopia. It's too much.
You know what? I got a quick story, a pornucopia story. When I was really young, I think this is the first time I had ever seen a boob. And my grandpa lived in a place where there's a bunch of condos and whatnot. And there was a maintenance guy at a maintenance garage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he has a question about something, maybe his yard or something's going on, blah, blah. So we go into this garage. In this guy's garage, there wasn't an inch of blank wall that wasn't covered with a poster of some naked chick. Dude, I walked into this garage, and you could tell my grandpa's like, oh, God.
I'm going to hear about this later.
He couldn't acknowledge it because it was so awkward. You know, he's just like, it's just a real quick conversation. Then we got out of there, dude. But it was like, you know, that scene in Ace Ventura, and he's like spinning around and looking at everything. That's basically what it was like when I was a kid.
Did you go back to that shed ever again? Like sneak in?
You know,
there?
I always thought about it. Every time we drove by it as a kid, I'm like, man.
You're just trying to take as
so
many
porn in there.
As many mental pictures as possible. Oh, God. You okay.
And then I think about it now. I'm like, dude, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, like who covers their entire garage? I can see, like, you know, the poster calendars we give away. But, dude, you got straight up naked chicks just
everywhere.
Got to make people feel a little awkward.
Well, and also,
know?
Like, what's the motivation behind that? Like, you know, I mean, are you sitting there like, well, I might as well crank one down. I, you know, got all these naked ladies all over the place. You know, like, it's just weird. It's weird. Yeah.
It's a little over the top. Pornucopia.
If you, so again, folks, if you have a storage container just full of DVDs and magazines and everything. You have a pornucopia and you have a problem.
Grandpa couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Oh, great. I'm going to hear about this later. Fantastic. He's going to look, don't tell your ma. Don't tell your mother. Okay. Ma, guess where Grandpa took me today?
Can we go back to Grandpa's?
Yeah, yeah. You're purposely breaking things so he has to see the maintenance guy. Oh, we got to go to the shed, Grandpa. We got to go to the porn shed. Good God. Anyway, there you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Monday. As always, brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self Storage. We'll be back.
Rock 107.